Siman Shin Tazayin, we left off in the middle of Sif Gimel. The Machabah said the Dovish of Mina Nitsa, it's something, a species that's typical of a trap. There's a Melach L'Raisa, Chayiv Chatos, if someone saw it, someone traps one of these animals, or birds, or fish, on Shabbos. Something that's not Mina Nitsa, a species that's not typically trapped, is also a trap Midar Abanan. Their Mal says, therefore, we must be careful not to close a small box, or cover a small keli, a small vessel that has flies in it on Shabbos, because now the flies can get trapped in the box, trapped in the keli. It's a psikresha for tzedah. Although flies are not b'min ha-nitzad, they still have over here a sedrabanan. The Mishnah Berurah says that the etzah, the solution is that you stick in like a knife in between the cover and the box, or something else, that this way the box stays open a little bit, there's a small hole, or maybe if the box has a small hole somewhere in the box, anywhere in the box, that's enough, and now it's not psikresha for the flies to get trapped. Even if the flies will not necessarily notice the hole, the small hole that's not so obvious to them, that's enough, and no longer are we dealing over here with the psikresha, and what's not a psikresha, that's mutter, then it's fine. Now, the Mal purposely discussed a small box, Mishnah Berurah explains, because a big box the Mal holds is not at all a psikresha, because, first of all, if you try to go into the box and grab a fly, you're not necessarily able to catch it in one leap, one lurch, because they jump around. And also, it's davar she'emin itzad, it's altogether drabbanan, somebody as far as drabbanan, so therefore will not have the iser of tzedah b'chla, only a small box where you can easily reach, grab any fly in there, so there, it does have the iser drabbanan of trapping something that's not min itzad. Now, this is the first sheet to put down their mouth. Their mouth says they have to be careful from these flies. However, their mouth says, yesh b'kilim v'arsam v'sharam mekel, altogether, flies and the like, you're not going to have an issue with closing a box on them, because if you open the box, right away, they're going to fly out, and they're going to escape, not necessarily you catch them at all. Mr. Burr explains to Zatur, who says that even though it says by kaveris devarim, a beehive, that if you cover it in a way there's no hole, it's also because of the psikresha of trapping the bees. Flies are different. Flies are not considered trapped at all, because it's so small and so elusive that it's very commonly open the cleat, open the cover, right away they all escape, but you don't catch any of them. They all run all different directions, you can't catch them. It's supposed to be a beehive that's full of bees, a little bit bigger, they don't fly away as fast. So then, if you open the box, uncover the beehive, it's for sure that you're going to catch at least one of them. I don't know how many you catch, but for sure catch some bees, at least one of them. And therefore it's considered tzad, it's considered tzedah. And that's why this second sheet of the brought down from the Torah holds that flies are better than bees. And by flies, you don't have this little issue of psikresha when you close the box of flies in it. The Mishnah Berurah says the Bach is machmak, the first sheet that the Ramah brought down to you. Machmak on this case of the flies, and the Mogiram also. And therefore, the right thing to do is to chase out the flies before you close the box to avoid the psikresha of trapping flies. The Taz Machriya, the ones who chase out the flies that you see, you don't have to worry that maybe there are some more flies there. That's only a sub psikresha. It's Drabanda Gashai. Look, it's something Amin inside. It's a species that's not typically trapped. A sub psikresha, something that's Drabanan. So Mishnah Berurah is saying that you can make law, indeed there's long beer halacha, but sub psikresha, something that may or may not be psikresha, you don't know. And basically it comes out that it's a Shal Daraisa, maybe Shir Machber, but once a Shal Drabanan, then you can make law. Sif Dalad. Machaber says, Ataka, you can spread a mat on top of a beehive. As long as it's not machave and the kavan is not to trap the bees, but you also have to be careful to do it in a way that's not psikresha, they're going to get trapped there. There's some escaper, they'll not necessarily get trapped. The Mishnah Berurah explains, so what's the purpose of putting this mat on if you're not trying to trap? He says you do it in the summer to block away the sun, you do it in the winter because of the rain and the snow and the elements. So just be careful to do it in a way it's not psikresha. Mishnah Berurah explains, be careful not to tie the mat on top of the beehive tight. This way you know that the bees could somewhat escape, but difficulty, they could escape a little bit. Or it could be a case the beehive has a small hole and they escape from there. You know, they don't see it. Obviously, it's enough that's not a psikresha. And we go to Shema Dovashem Eskam as Mutter when it's not a psikresha. Suppose there's no holes, it's a psikresha. Psikresha is also repaskin, even by Drabban. Mishnah Berurah says someone spreads out a trap on Shabbos, and while he's spreading out the trap, an animal comes in and therefore gets trapped. His chayv chatos considers if he did be a dime. However, if he spreads out a trap and later on an animal comes in, that's part of the usr, it's going to be usr Drabban. Shmuel brings the Magen Avraham. Here you see that birds have to be careful on Shabbos not to set up a mouse trap. So we have mice traps now, they have mouse traps back then. Not to set up a mouse trap on Shabbos, because you know the mice are not going to get trapped until later. It'll still be Isra Abanan of setting up a trap on Shabbos. It's going to be used ultimately to catch a mouse. And Mr. Burr brings the idea of Piskei Taisus and Shabbos Daf Zayin. It already says this, that you have to be careful that if you're setting up a trap, and animals are going to be trapped in later, you know, it's not going to block the rice, so it'll still be Isra Abanan, and we have to be careful from the Isra Abanan of Tzad, the Isra Abanan of Seda.